Live
and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I think it's fair to say that Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Clinical Commissioning Group have had, well, a busy couple of years getting the COVID-19 vaccine into arms across the city and South Cambridgeshire. And most of us grown-ups know that if we're invited for a jab, even if you're like me and get a little bit nervous around needles, it's not really going to hurt, and most importantly, it's going to stop us getting poorly. But what about our younger friends? The CCG have teamed up with Gregoire Hodder, a local author and the man behind Cambridge Children's Books, to try and, well, put some young minds at rest in the new book, Drew's Fab Jab. Afternoon, Greg.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
Great to speak to you. So tell me how this project came about.
Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Clinical Commissioning Group actually got in touch with this idea of doing a children's book that will help children who are feeling maybe a bit nervous about going to go and get a vaccination.
And of course, there's nothing wrong with feeling a little nervous, is there? But there's no need to.
Yeah, exactly. Many of us have had a jab and know what it's like, and often it's the fear of the unknown. But actually, as we all know, it may hurt a little bit, but it doesn't really hurt that much. It's more of a scratch than anything else.
Absolutely, and if it stops us getting a nasty disease, well, it's well worth it, isn't it? Tell me a bit about the story then. What happens in Drew's Fab Jab?
So it starts off with an introduction to Drew, and then his dad tells him that he's got to go and get a vaccination, go and get a jab.
Am I right in thinking Drew's a mouse?
Yes, Drew's a little mouse with a little green jacket and a badge saying I was brave. So Drew goes on this journey to the hospital, or the place where he's getting vaccinated, and he meets various characters on the way. He meets a wise old owl at a school who tells him a little bit about vaccinations and how they work, and then he meets a brave badger who teaches him how to be brave and tells him that actually it does hurt, but only a little bit. And then he meets a dog who tells him a joke about a mouse that can't eat properly.
And he
finds that hilarious, and the idea is that helps him, and that will help him not feel too nervous when he's about to get his vaccination, so that he can relax a bit. And then lastly, he meets a cat who kind of gives him some advice on breathing and stretching, and particularly rolling your shoulders and relaxing your arm, because that can be one of the things that really can really help when you're getting a vaccination is to really relax your arm.
It sounds like a great idea. So Drew the mouse has got advice from all of these different animals. Obviously, all of these brilliant creatures live in your imagination. Where did they get their knowledge from? Did the CCG sort of help you out?
Yeah, they helped. The book was written by me, but I had there was a lot of oversight from the clinical professionals and public health and education teams through the CCG. And obviously it was illustrated by the fantastic Jamie Sugg as well, who's a local artist and a wonderful illustrator.
Fantastic. Tell me a bit about the inspiration for this. How did the idea of Drew the Mouse come to you?
Well, we wanted to do something that allowed kids to look at the story and look at this idea through a kind of the lens of a story that's a fantasy rather than a real story. And that allows children to approach a difficult subject in a way that's fun and engaging. So that was really the idea behind having these animals, and obviously having a wise old owl giving out advice and a funny dog and a nice relaxed cat are all quite strong stereotypes. So those characters really just came to me quite easily, actually, and the book came together quite well. And in fact, working with the CCG has been a real pleasure, actually. That they've been fantastic group of people to work with. We all say that the NHS are a great. A great group of people, but I really experienced that firsthand working working with the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough CCG.
Tell me a bit more about who will be reading this book. I mean, it's appealing to me and I'm in my 30s, but I imagine that it's going to particularly appeal to someone a bit younger than me.
Yeah. So the idea, we've tested it with kids 4 to 8 who have had some, who have given really kind of overwhelmingly positive feedback. And I know I've tested it with my two kids who are 6 and 9. And oh, sorry, the dog's barking.
He wants to tell a joke like the dog in the book. That's what he wants to do.
And certainly my 6-year-old really had a real fear of getting a jab in the past, but now he's after reading the book, he found it really helped him, and he really liked the book and all the characters in it. And so basically we're thinking around 4 to 8 year olds, it's kind of suitable, but there's no reason why younger children or slightly older children would also enjoy the book, or indeed adults as yourself.
So how will people be able to get their hands on a copy?
The book's going to be distributed throughout the East Anglia region. The Cambridgeshire CCG, so the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough CCG, have donated more than 8,000 copies, which have been donated to schools and libraries and vaccination centres across the east of England. And in Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, parents will be able to borrow the book from their local library, and schools will also receive copies to use in their classes. The book will also be available from CambridgeChildrensBooks.com, our publishing website, and will also be available via Amazon from next week.
So keep your eye out for Drew's Fab Jab. I'm certainly going to be doing that. Before I let you go, though, what would you say? What would Drew's advice, Drew the Mouse, who's gone through the jab, he's come out, he's not had any problems at all, what would he say to a youngster who might be listening right now who might have a jab booked and might be a little bit nervous still? What would Drew say to them?
Well, I think Drew would probably say it's a really good idea that you're doing it, because you're helping to protect yourself from potentially getting really sick. And also that it's not that bad at all. It might seem a bit scary, and it might hurt a little bit, but it's more of a scratch. But actually, if you relax and if you can be distracted with a funny joke or thinking about something funny, then I think you'll find it's not that bad at all.
And who knows, mummy or daddy might be able to make you a little sticker like Drew's wearing in the book as well. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Just remind me where we can find out more, your website at Cambridge Children's Books.
Yeah, so it's www.cambridgechildrensbooks.com. On the front page, there's a big image of the book, and you can click on there and find out more. And what's interesting, actually, if you buy a copy of the book through the website, for every copy of the book we sell through CambridgeChildrensBooks.com, £1 will be donated to the NHS charity.
Fantastic. Gregoire Hodder from Cambridge Children's Books, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.